like music.
I like music.
You're a music fan, so I found you a new song. Let's see if you like this song. It's kind of the music you like, so let's see if you like it.
Is it rap? I like rap.
It's not. I don't know. I don't know what you call this. EDM with singing on it, I think.
Does the person have a cold?
See if you like this. Do you like? You know the guy.
It's somebody who has a cold. Maybe like a Vicks. He needs to suck on a Vicks or something.
Yeah, and he sounds like that when he talks. He's been in a lot of movies.
It sounds like this old man. You know that old man from the movies, and he always plays like the guy in the bodega.
He's one of the biggest movie stars in the world.
But he's never done music before?
Never done music.
He probably should not do music ever again. He probably should stick to movies and be happy he has a movie career.
Well, he's on Palm Tree Records, so there is that.
Is that his own label?
I don't know. This is the new single from Vin Diesel.
Oh, my God. He's the Paris Hilton of music. Oh, God.
Now you feel a little bit different about this song, don't you?
I didn't like it when you first played it.
I like it less. But you would probably dance to it if it was on in a club.
No, I would walk out of the club. I'd be like, somebody get me high. I need to enjoy this.
Who had the idea of Vin Diesel singing? You know, he does the movie things.
But those movie stars, you know, they get the big egos where, like, he'll be humming and somebody will say, you know, you're really good. You should cut a record.
No, he just needs to do Fast and Furious movies forever. No other movies, no other music, just Fast and Furious.
I find it's, like, really insulting when you see people who really do music seriously, who are really good, who are real good songwriters, you know, who work with Mark Ronson. You look at Lady Gaga, you know, and then this idiot's trying to put out a song. This reminds me of Eddie Murphy.
This is the Don Johnson song from the 80s for now.
This is Eddie Murphy, My Girl Wants to Party All the Time.
Which was a great song, by the way. Don Johnson's song was a great song, by the way. This, not so much.
Not so much.
No, Party All the Time, you could still hear it and go, that's a pretty good song. This, you're never going to hear this and say, this is a pretty good song.
Oh, good, it's over. Now I like it.
It's 3 minutes and 5 seconds of pure torture.
The sixth second is the best part.
I can see that meeting at the record company. Everybody come in here. Who the hell signed Vin Diesel and put him in the studio? Seriously.
And wasted our studio budget and our studio money and paid for this?
Yeah, 2020 is batshit crazy enough. Do we need Vin Diesel music? Seriously.
Right. This is painful. It's like, you know, you're right. As if 2020 isn't bad enough. We don't need this also, Vin Diesel.
No, I want to know the A&R guy who thought it was a good idea and then took money from the record company to put Vin Diesel in the studio and spend decent time. Because studios aren't cheap.
Right.
You know, and they had to find somebody like Avicii to do the music. So that's not cheap.
Avicii's dead, so it wouldn't be somebody like Avicii,
I'm saying.
Right.
So it's somebody, you find some 15-year-old in his garage playing music off his computer. You have to hire him. Then you have to hire a studio. It's not cheap.
Do you think Vin Diesel funded it himself? Do you think he went to them and said, I want to cut a single? And they were like, what? No way. You're terrible.
No.
He said, I'll pay for it.
No, Vin Diesel walked in one of those tank tops and he looks huge and you know he can beat you into a pulp. So he is, I got an idea. I want to do a song. And you go, yes, sir. Whatever you like.
I got a producer. I got an idea.
We here at Palm Tree Records. Have nobody else right now. So you would be our first and only artist. We're going to throw everything we have behind you. We're going to make you huge. These are the other people, the artists, Palm Tree Records. You ready? The Pines.
I don't know who that is.
Forrester.
Okay.
Frank Walker.
Still no.
That's it. We're at the end. They haven't even added Vin Diesel yet. They have three artists.
I love how they have three artists, and their biggest artist is a big name movie star, and he's not even on there yet.
They didn't put him on the website. They haven't got around to that. Three artists. Palm Tree Records. There you go. They have a whole team. Kygo is the producer, songwriter, DJ. I think he's kind of famous.
Yeah, no, Kygo did that song with, was it Selena Gomez? Yeah.
And Miles Scheer, whoever that is, he's the other co-founder and management and rising star.
Don't you remember Kygo did that song, It Ain't Me?
Yeah, I remember this song.
Yeah, this is it. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so he co-founded Vin Diesel's label.
But see, after working with Selena Gomez, really, the next move you make is Vin Diesel.
Okay, Ben Harvey is the president.
Uh-huh, what's he got on these people?
He started in college radio at WBRU.
All right.
He landed his first radio gig hosting The Night Show at Y100 in Philly.
Oh, that's cool. That's a great station.
In 2003, he moved to New York to work for K-Rock.
Oh, wow. That's even cooler.
But no, now he owns his own record company, so I'm not making fun of him. He's got Kygo and Vin Diesel.
No, Kygo's his partner. All he has is Vin.
He's got Vin Diesel and three other. He's got the Pines, Foster, and Frank Walker, and nobody to update his website. Why are we throwing crap at this record company and Vin Diesel? I don't know.
I know. What's wrong with us today? Why are we so mad at them? What'd they do?
They're just out there trying to make a living, and we're giving them crap.
Exactly. They're out there just trying to make a living. The guy probably has kids. He's got mouths to feed.
Yeah, he did nights at Y100. We know. We feel your pain. We've been there, dude. Nights on a top 40 station in Philly. It ain't fun.
No.
Your phone rings nonstop with 15-year-old girls wanting Justin Bieber tickets. It's not fun.